All right, everyone. Mr. Hall, are we live again? We are live again on SDPB. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to continue our July 2023 commissioner meeting. We're going to move down the line to number 18 on the agenda, the elk license raffle. And Director Kirschman has joined us again to tell us more about what this is. Welcome, Director Kirschman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate you making a slight adjustment on your agenda. Number 18 talks about the elk license raffle, organization selections, that time of the year where we do select an NGO, an organization, and provide the ability through your approval as the commission to conduct an elk raffle license. We have one elk license that is available to do such a fundraising event to go towards conservation habitat management. We do have Mason Cooper on the phone, who is the Rocky Mountain Elk representative for South Dakota. He is joining virtually, as I know he is out of state for work this week. But he has joined us and asked him to just take a moment or two just to share the results from last year from their raffle efforts, the dollars that are raised. And answer a few questions for you, and then we'll go into the next step of looking at consideration approval for the upcoming year. So, Mason, I'm going to turn it over to you, sir, please.
Good afternoon. Definitely appreciate you taking this opportunity and moving it up in your guys' agenda. Commissioner members, Secretary Roebling, again, my name is Mason Cooper. I'm the regional director here in South Dakota with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. On July 14th, 2023, South Dakota RMEF held the South Dakota Special Elk Tag. We held that at the Total Archery Challenge up in Leeds, South Dakota at Terry Peak Ski Lodge. Through our 20 events that we had in South Dakota and our 5,138 members here in South Dakota, the total revenue that we were able to generate with the 2022-2023 South Dakota Special Elk Tag was $54,932.47. As stated in the rules and everything, 100% of those funds will come back to South Dakota and stay in South Dakota for big game management that we have continued to do through our PAC meeting that we hold every year normally in May to allocate those funds for big game projects and management in South Dakota. We ask for consideration from you folks today to consider Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation to receive the 2024 South Dakota Special Elk Tag so we can continue our great partnership and efforts and helping to support elk and other wildlife out in the Black Hills and across South Dakota. Just a little bit of information of what we've been able to do with this Special Elk Tag. We've been able to raise $673,487.29. That's what we have added up since 2002, since the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has received the Special Elk Tag. And we just want to continue to use this tag and support the efforts of any way, shape, or form that we can here in great state of South Dakota for elk management.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Mason or Mr. Cooper? Just real quick, Mason, if you could you just give us some brief examples of some of the work that you've done with those funds for Habitat?
Yes. So I submitted in our submission here. Let me pull these up. I had headquarters go back through and pull all of our proposals that we have received from either Game Fish and Parks, Forest Service, BLM throughout the years. One second here, sorry, I'm trying to pull this up. I had it on my my computer, and unfortunately, I love technology, how it doesn't work when you need it to.
Or even just verbally, if you had some examples of some of the work that's been done?
So for example, a lot of the funds that we've used over the years has gone towards projects with Game Fish and Parks and working with Andy Lindblom and collaring elk, helping with funding for the GPS collars that they've been doing their cow-calf survival surveys and everything. We've also used the funds for guzzler projects across the Black Hills and helping with improving water sources that are needed, especially down in the southern hills across South Dakota. So kind of with that, with the guzzlers and everything, we've been able to put up the signs of letting folks know, you know, what those guzzlers are, and we've been able to try and keep those guzzlers in working condition to allow wildlife, not only for elk, but other wildlife around the areas, and then keep those fenced off so that just wildlife can get in them and that the cattle aren't able to get in there and drink out of those them guzzlers. We've also been able to help with helping with spraying of noxious weeds, also helping with aspen enclosures that we've used them funds for to help put that up, and then also using the funds for elk cable on a lot of the fence and major highways where the elk are migrating across. So we've been using some of those funds throughout the years.
Very good. Any other questions for Mason Cooper? At this time, Commission, any comments or motions to move forward, unless Director Kirschman, you had any other comments?
No other comments, Madam Chair. Again, I was just going to say that the next step within this agenda, after Mason gave the overview from this last year, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is the entity that has provided an application letter to again conduct their elk raffle license for the fall of 23, spring of 24, with the drawing to occur next summer again. And that tag or that license that's available to do that then would be available for the lucky recipient or the drawing for the hunt for the fall of 24. So that information has been shared with you. So if you are in concurrence and approval of that, we would just ask that you take the necessary action of approval for Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation for this next year again.
Thank you. So at this time, any comments, motions, or seconds? Comment from Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast here. It sounds like the Elk Foundation has done a really good job with these monies and raising funds to help things out in the department. Is there any inquiries from other organizations that might be getting some interest into this tag? And if so, I could think of a couple, but if so, what's the process or ability to maybe expanding this a little bit and adding one or two more tags for different organizations to work with also?
Yeah, very good.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Beast, so leading up to this year, at least going back the last 10 to 12 years that I can think of where my involvement, the only entity that has submitted a, I'll say, letter of application to have the ability to use this tag for a raffle has been Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. That being said, this year we did have interest from another NGO out there looking at this as a fundraising mechanism for habitat conservation, wildlife management in South Dakota. So the ability certainly exists because the structure and framework of this particular item is found in administrative rules. So we can have those conversations with you, look at some approaches, different structures to it, whatever it might be, and you would have that ability to look at some of those potential adjustments. So yeah, there are opportunities that would exist. We would just need to venture down that path and start that discussion and see what kind of options should be considered.
Very good. Any other comments from the commission? Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken here. I'm in favor at this time to make the motion to approve providing the tag to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. But I guess my feeling is I'd like to challenge the staff to maybe look at another use for that tag to generate more money for conservation, maybe look at a raffle or an auction tag, and maybe even include residents and non-residents to be able to get that tag, and just overall just try to get more money out of it in better use for the people of South Dakota.
So any comments? Ahead, at this time, we have a motion on the table to approve. I'd like to have a second. Second by Commissioner Bartling. Now, any comments on that motion?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Commissioner White here. Mason, on behalf of, I think you, we have to, from our commission, we have to thank you for the success that you've had with this program over the past years, and wholeheartedly second what people have spoken about here, and thank you for everything that you have helped us accomplish with these funds. Thank you.
Very good. One comment, I'm going to lean a little bit on what Commissioner Locken talked about, additional opportunities for organizations out there. Today the commission was able to take some tours around Chamberlain, and we got to see firsthand the partnership that the GFMP has, not only with the city, but some of the youth organizations around here. And this particular program, the Elk License Raffle, is just another example of a partnership and how it's a win-win. So I would encourage the department to also look at other opportunities and how we can help create more dollars, more partnerships, and more win-wins for the people of our state. With that, the motion on the table is to move forward and accept. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted. Thank you.